The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week, we're swapping tips on organization since spring officially sprung this past Sunday.
We talked about kitchen organizing yesterday, and today we've got tips for the bathroom. Organizing is even more important when the bathroom is small and there's not a ton of room to work with. Our friend Amy Volk, who's an organizing expert, says that the key to organizing is to containerize things. For example, in the bathroom, you can put all your hair stuff, products, brushes, flat iron, etc., into a plastic bin or caddy, and then slide it under the sink.
Speaking of under the sink, for a lot of us, that's where old beauty products go to die. Like that new shampoo you really wanted to try, but then you didn't like it, but the bottle's too full to just throw it away. The cabinet under the sink can turn into a product graveyard. So just bite the bullet and throw out the products you never use because they're really just making you feel guilty and taking up space.
That's so true. If your bathroom is tight on space, you can buy storage drawers for the cabinets under the sink and stack them so you're not wasting all that vertical space.
Things you use every day can stay on the countertop, but they'll look so much better if you store them in pretty containers. I put my cotton balls and Q-tips into these pretty glass apothecary jars on the counter, and it made me feel like it was a nice hotel bathroom. I'm very fancy now, Shannon.
You do seem extra fancy today. Speaking of fancy, have you seen our fancy website, which we pack full of helpful info for local parents? We'd love for you to check it out at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.